We're getting closer to Mountain Home Bomber football. The Bombers pregame show is brought to you by James Boyette State Farm Agency. We take you live to the stadium with the voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to Bomber Stadium. It is week 5 of the high school football season. The Bombers with their toughest test to date. Greenwood in town tonight. The Bulldogs off to a 4-0 start on the campaign. Mountain Home is 2-2 on the season. Greenwood, this is their conference opener. They were scheduled to play Little Rock Parkview last week. That game was canceled, so it'll be the first conference game for the Bulldogs. The Bombers, of course, coming off that 14-point loss at Lake Hamilton last week, so 0-1. In conference play so far in this 6A West. What a perfect night for football. A lot of fans on hand and still time for you to get here. We're about 18 minutes away from kickoff. We'll take a break. Talk more about this matchup in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The time is now to come see why Nisari Home Mortgage was voted the number one mortgage lender in the Twin Lakes area 6 years in a row. We have the expertise to fill your mortgage needs. Whether you are a first-time home buyer, are refinancing, or seeking a VA loan, let us help you get to the end zone. Cheer those Bombers, then give us a call at 870-425-8351 or visit nisarimortgage.com. NMLS 136034, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bombers!
At the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, nearly 2,500 employees across Arkansas are working day and night to deliver the one thing that you always expect to be there. Power. The responsibility to reliably and safely deliver electricity to the natural state is the commitment of the people that make up our statewide network of 17 local distribution cooperatives. You can expect the electricity to be there when you need it. You can count on us. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas.
Try Vicks VapoCool Drops in Honey Lemon Chill for a fast-acting relief of
Honey Lemon,
not to mention a soothing chill. So remember, Vicks VapoCool Drops are
Honey Lemon
and
Honey Lemon
Chill.
Honey Lemon.
Yeah, Honey Lemon Chill. Get fast-acting relief with Vicks VapoCool Drops in Honey Lemon Chill. Use as directed.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring, because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's, it's good out here.
We continue with the James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show.
And he's thrown for a loss back near the 40.
On Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, we're about 16 minutes away from kickoff. The Bombers and Greenwood getting set to do battle tonight. The Bombers 2-2, the Bulldogs 4-0. And, of course, joining me for the broadcast, as always, Sonny Elliott. And Sonny, first off, looking back at last week, we knew Lake Hamilton was going to be a step up from what we had seen the first 3 weeks. And, you know, it could have got ugly early. It didn't. The Bombers responded well, and it was a pretty good game throughout.
It was a very good game, and the way the Bombers came back from that early 14-0 deficit, that showed a lot of fight that we haven't seen in a while. And then Bombers, you know, were in a good spot in the second half, and were driving the football, and then a turnover took all the momentum away.
Yep. Well, let's talk about this Greenwood ball club. Boy, you talk about Greenwood, so much tradition, and they've got a new coach this year, Chris Young, and he's taking over for Rick Jones. And, boy, I tell you what, Rick had had quite the run there at Greenwood, didn't he?
Well, he went 186-26, so what are you, 160 over 500 there?
Wow.
In 2004 through 2019, 14 times they were in the semifinals, 8 state titles. You know, it was – just every year, Greenwood this, Greenwood that. But what he did was he took that program from the depths of nothing and brought it up.
He did. Built it up, and Chris Young takes over. And Chris, in February, had actually left. He was going to become the new athletic director at Cabot, and then Rick left, and so he came back and got hired as the head coach. And he comes from a pretty good family of when you talk about football coaches, doesn't he?
Well, if for us that are older, Joe Fred Young at Fort Smith Northside, when they were really rolling through the late 70s, 80s, into the 90s, that was Joe Fred Young's team. So he had a great mentor in his father. You know, college athlete himself, played soccer at UCA. I'm sure he knows the game and knows what it takes to get top caliber athletes to perform.
Talking to Coach Young this week, it was funny. I asked him, I said, so where'd you play college football? He says, I didn't. He says, I wasn't a very good football player. He says, I was a lot better at soccer, so I played soccer at UCA. He said, but I loved the game, of course, being around it his entire life with his dad. So he does know the game. And, boy, they haven't missed a beat. They've got some talent this year, don't they?
Oh, they are so loaded on both sides of the ball, offense and defense. This defense, Brad, I was watching film this week, they are swarming. They took on Class 7A Bentonville West last week, and they gave up 28 points. I believe that was their highest point output that they've surrendered this season. But that's a 7A West team. They're 3-0 against the 7A West this season. You know, they'd be tied for the conference lead if they were in that conference. But Jordan Hanna's an inside linebacker. He makes all the plays. He's got D1 offers. Outside linebacker Connor Marvin's got D2 offers. Defensive back Jaden Jasna, he's got D2 offers. There are athletes all over the field, and then we got them on offense too.
Yeah, Braden Stein, an offensive lineman, has some offers from D1 schools, and then a pair of their wide receivers, Peyton Carter and Jace Strozier, both with a Division II offers. You were talking about that game last week. One thing when I talked to Coach Young this week, he said, I learned a lot from that game last week. He said, we were up 35-14. He said, there's about 5 minutes left. So I pulled my starters out. He said, the next thing you know, I look up, it's a one-touchdown game, and they're getting ready to try for another onside kick.
They don't mess around in the 7A West.
They don't.
There's no like, okay, this is over. But, you know, Bentonville West, they played on national television earlier this year.
Right.
They only have two losses. The loss they have last week to Greenwood, and that loss they had to one of the Oklahoma powerhouses, Broken Arrow or Broken
right.
Bow,
uh-huh.
Yeah, that was on ESPN earlier this season. So that's the thing. Greenwood doesn't they're no shirkers. They'll take on anybody, anywhere, anytime.
They will. Hard to believe this is only the third meeting of these teams.
Well, you know, this kind of odd as well because Greenwood at one time, when Mountain Home was really good in the 1980s, Greenwood was not really good. But that was conference was always matched up in the playoffs, and it was always Mountain Home would draw Van Buren somehow, especially when I was in high school. Then we had the two-year cycle where we got into the AAA West, as we called it back then. Got Greenwood twice, dropped both games, but they were really close competitive games, 21-10 in 1991, 21-7 in 1992. We did those games.
Yep.
I was yet a pup. I wasn't on the Bomber beat yet. So
I was there. Well, Greenwood's traveled well, too. They brought more fans than we've seen from a team this far away in a long time. So.
And this isn't half of what they normally bring. If
no.
it wasn't for COVID, there wouldn't be no room on that far sideline.
Exactly.
That's, their tradition right now, I mean, the whole town, when that winning takes over, it gets ingrained in your society, and football Friday nights in Greenwood are something special.
They are. Well, we'll see if the Bombers can pull the upset tonight. Greenwood's ranked number 4 overall in the state in the Arkansas Sports Media Poll, number 1 in Class 6A. The Bombers have beaten number 1 team before. Remember that trip to West Memphis? Jeez, it's been a long time ago, but it happened.
It was a great game.
It was.
Guy named William Dyer had a heck of a touchdown run. They didn't know what hit him.
We'll see if we can do that again tonight. We're about 11 minutes away from kickoff. Some other interesting matchups around the state tonight. Matt Sharp will check that for us with our studio report when we continue with Bomber Pregame on Classic Hits 101.7.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, I'm Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Saving for your child's education is so important. We know that putting money aside for college or technical school is tough, but we're here to make it easier. Every drop in the bucket adds up over time. I encourage you to open an Arkansas 529 account for your children or grandchildren today.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement at arkansas529.org. arkansas529.org.
Let's check the schedule of other games around the state with Matt Sharp and our studio report on Classic Hits 101.7.
And we do welcome you back in to the James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show as Mountain Home's getting ready to take on Greenwood. As Brad just said, the Bulldogs come in this game ranked fourth in the state overall and number one in Class 6A by the Arkansas Sports Media. We'll have more on this game in just a little bit, but right now let's take a look what else is going on. First off, in the 6A East tonight, Russellville is playing at Van Buren tonight, and Asylum Springs is taking on Benton in a battle between Panthers and also in a battle between teams ranked in the Class 6A Top 5. Benton ranked 4th and Asylum Springs ranked 5th. Now, there was going to be another matchup between ranked teams in the 6A West, but the game between Little Rock Parkview and Lake Hamilton was canceled tonight. The Wolves are ranked 8th in the state overall, 2nd in Class 6A, and Parkview is tied for 10th overall, and they're 3rd in Class 6A. On the local level, Yellow Summit is playing their first conference road game of the season. The Panthers, it's another battle between Panthers tonight, as Yellow Summit is at Bigelow this evening. Salem is at Melbourne tonight. Mountain View is hosting Hardy Academy. Wildcats come to this game ranked number one in Class 3A. Harrison, who is number five in Class 5A, at home tonight against Alma. West Plains is hosting Lebanon. Hollister is at home against Aurora. Forsyth is at Stockton. Branson is hosting Webb City. And Ava is at home against Houston. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that I haven't yet got to, Bryant, who's number one in the state overall and in Class 7A, is at Little Rock Catholic tonight. Bentonville, who is second in the state overall and in Class 7A, is in Fort Smith taking on Southside. It'll be North Little Rock, who is number three in the state overall and in Class 7A, at Conway tonight. The Wampus Cats rank sixth in the state overall and fourth in Class 7A. Number five, Pulaski Academy, who is also number one in Class 5A, didn't have to go far. They're actually staying in the city of Little Rock as they're playing Hall. Number seven, Cabot, however, is going far as they're actually going out of state. The Panthers, who are also ranked fifth in Class 7A, are in Tennessee playing Collierville tonight. Number nine, Bentonville West, is at home against Springdale. And number 10, Joe T. Robinson, who is also number one in Class 4A, is taking on the second-ranked team in Class 4A, Arkadelphia. That's definitely going to be one of the biggest matchups of the state overall tonight. We've already gone through all the teams in Class 7A Top 5 and then Class 6A Top 5. In the Class 5A Top 5, they hadn't yet got to. Number 2, Wynn, is at home tonight against Greene County Tech. Third-ranked Texarkana is at home against Camden Fairview, and fourth-ranked Little Rock Christian is playing at Whitehall tonight. In the Class 4A Top 5 games I haven't yet mentioned, number 3, Nashville, is at Fountain Lake. Fourth-ranked Shiloh Christian has made the trip to Green Forest, and number 5, Rivercrest, is at home against Cave City. Rivercrest coming off that win over Pocahontas that knocked them out of the Top 5. In the Class 3A Top 5 games I haven't yet mentioned, number 2, Prescott, is at Falk tonight. Third-ranked Newport is in Searcy to play Riverview. Fourth-ranked Boonville is at Danville this evening. Fifth-ranked Hoxie is hosting Palestine Wheatley. Hoxie's actually tied for fifth with McGee. McGee is in Lake Village taking on Lakeside. And in the Class 2A Top 5, number 1, Fordyce, is at Carlisle this evening. Third-ranked Gurdon is hosting Hampton. Number 4, Des Arc, is entertaining Mount Ida tonight. And 5th-ranked Poen is at home against Dirks. Number 2, Junction City, is idle this week. So let's look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll get you back to Brad and Sonny in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Greenwood. This is the James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
As 2020 continues to bring challenges both at home and across the nation, your local Salvation Army continues to do the most good. Major John Robbins has been providing food and assistance to those affected by the recent hurricanes, and Major Michelle Robbins has been doing the same, providing food and assistance to those right here in the Twin Lakes area. The Salvation Army is able to help because you help the Salvation Army. Good is still out there, and it can be found at your local Salvation Army.
At Arvest Bank, we know our teachers have superhero powers. They're capable of caring beyond belief, can monitor and adjust even faster than a speeding bullet, and their extraordinary efforts to make the most of every year for our students is amazing. We love our teachers, and Arvest Bank wants to help you show your love by awarding your favorite teacher $500. Visit Arvest Bank on Facebook during the week of October 5th through 11th to learn how to nominate your favorite teacher. We'll be awarding 10 educators in Baxter, Boone, and Marion counties with $500 each to show our love. At Arvest Bank, we love our teachers and think they're super.
All right, guys, we really need a miracle right now.
You're telling me those guys are monsters.
I've tried every play in the book, guys.
Not every play.
You mean the Hot Springs?
You want to win, right?
We haven't run that play since Jackie Robinson played Hot Springs spring training ball.
Go for it.
All right, it's the Hot Springs on three.
To learn more about the rich sports history in Hot Springs National Park, visit hotsprings.org.
The James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, we are getting close to kickoff. The Bombers on the field. Greenwood about to come out, waiting for the captains to conduct the coin toss, and we'll see who's going to get the football first. And, you know, so we've been pretty lucky with the weather so far this fall, haven't we? We haven't had any real high temperatures.
Hasn't been too hot, hasn't been wet. You know, nope. That one year it rained every week there. It seemed like 9 out of 10 weeks it rained. So yeah, it's been great football weather, and tonight is your first really great football night. I can see a few beanies out here in the stands.
Yes.
People dressed a little warmly.
Got some jackets out there, so it's good to see it's finally football weather. Well, they have tossed the coin, waiting for the official to tell us what happened. Mountain Home won and deferred, so Greenwood will get the ball to start the game. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we get it in just a moment. The Bombers agree with next on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Bombers pregame show, brought to you by James Boyette State Farm Agency. Now, it's game time on Classic Hits 101.7. This is Mountain Home Bomber Football. Presented by Next, Centennial Bank, The Locker Room, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Chad Bashirs of Edward Jones, Ideal RV, Arvest Bank, The Salvation Army, Coleman Family Dentistry, Mike Stockton of FSIS Raymond James, Strider Consulting, ASC Warranty, Nosari Home Mortgage, Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance, James Boyette State Farm, FNBC, Knox Orthopedics, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Families Inc. Brad Haworth and Sonny Elliott have all the action live from the stadium next on Classic Hits 101.7.